This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new collection of short stories by Wisconsin author Chris Fink positions readers eye to eye with the fault lines of families and the divide between urban and rural cultures. Add this to the list of things that you are is Fink's second book. He teaches at Beloit College and is the editor of the Beloit Fiction Journal. We talked about the new book in the library at Beloit College.
That's how I pitched the book, as a sort of a book that explores the urban-rural divide. And, you know, since 2016, the whole country's been interested in what happens in the middle of the country. And you know, reporters from Huffington Post have been chasing around people with pickup trucks. And, you know, so there's a new interest in the, in the Middle West and the sort of American working class, especially the white working class. So if anything I've ever done is topical, I suppose it's topical for that reason. You know, I think fiction writers don't or shouldn't proselytize. I'm not doctrinaire. Certainly, I'm not a doctrinaire person, but certainly not in my writing. So I just try to tell a story. But a lot of the stories are these rural folks who are sort of in urban environments, and they're sometimes flabbergasted and unprepared for that. And so I do think that's a story that popular media is more interested in than they were, say, before 2016.
Another thing I kind of sensed, and maybe I'm just reading into this, is that a lot of your stories are not pervaded with, but have this feeling that something bad is about to go down. Is that conscious? Is that something you want them to portray?
I have to confess that I'm a fatalist. You know, in there's a story in the book called High Hope for Fatalists Everywhere, and that was my original title story for the collection. I think I have a fatalistic impulse, but also you need conflict in stories. You know, people often ask me, why are these so dark? Life isn't really that dark. And no, it's not. Not always, but you need conflict in fiction, that's what short stories explore is conflict. So I often tell my students the life you want to live is not the life you want to read about. I think that I have a kind of a dark outlook, but the stories probably have a darker outlook than I have.
The other thing that stuck out to me is that the stories seem to have they seem to really want to be read out loud. Do you have a sense of the influence of spoken word on what you're writing?
Well, the rhythm of language is really important to me, maybe the most important thing to me. I love the way sentences work together, and the way sentences rub together is one of the principal pleasures that I find in writing. And so, you know, I work scene by scene, paragraph by paragraph, sentence by sentence. And it's really important to me that the sentences sound good together. So I read my work aloud as I compose over and over again. So I guess I am aware of that. And, you know, one of the primary ways that I connect with an audience is through giving public readings. I'm definitely aware of how the prose sounds and prose rhythms. We think of rhythm as something that poetry has, but prose rhythm is really important to me.
With authors, everybody's always like, okay, what are you working on next? Mm-hmm. Do you feel pressure to stay in or go away from the short story form when people want to know what's next?
I would have to say I'm oppositional by nature, so I don't, you know, if anyone tells me to do anything, then like, oh, write a novel or write a memoir or write a potboiler, you know, my first reaction is no, what I want to do. So the great thing about short stories, it's not a commercial genre, so you're not like, what do I have to do to make these marketable? Because they're not that marketable. I mean, it's kind of a pure genre, which one of the things I like about it. I would like to keep writing stories. You know, I may write novels. You know, as a professor, I'm busy teaching, and you know, there's a lot of demands on my time. So if I can be writing anything, that makes me pretty happy.